We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN here at 9:35. Time flying by here on a Tuesday. City Commission has a meeting tonight, 7 o'clock, and a number of ways to view that. They are meeting at City Hall, and you can also stream those online, cityofmhk.com/TV, the Facebook page as well. And if you have cable, if you're still one of those people who has cable, Cox Cable Channel 3 is another avenue as well. Item A on the general agenda is interesting. It's a consideration from downtown Manhattan to fund outdoor dining platforms. And Ron, I'll let you kind of explain what that entails.
Sure. This is a concept that's kind of caught on even before the pandemic. But since the pandemic, it's kind of continuing to grow across the country. But this is a request specifically for the city to partner with downtown and to develop 7 platforms. And these platforms would be constructed in the parking area. So out in front of 7 different businesses that would utilize them for their business. And most of those are in the restaurant, drinking establishment, business, but it creates more outdoor dining space. And one of the challenges we have is that the sidewalks, which we've already approved for them to be able to utilize, can only create so much space, and then you still have to maintain access there for pedestrians and ADA access for individuals with disabilities to create to let a wheelchair pass and other things. So this basically creates this level platform. As you know, the streets are crowned in the parking, so, and you've got to have it so the water still flows. And so they're designed to allow for that. It's kind of a partnership between DMI, BHS Construction, and Architect One, who have kind of gone together. There's been some donated services, but the intent is to create this platform in the angled parking areas out in front of those businesses to create additional outdoor dining capability and service capability from that business. The estimated cost for these platforms is anywhere from about $154,000 to $243,000, depending on the finishes that you want, the railings that you want, if you want any kind of planters and other safety barriers that might be constructed. And then also the DMI is requesting an additional $32,000 to help with operating costs through the rest of the year. You might recall that the commission funded DMI and some of the other entities out of the transient guest tax. Transient guest tax proceeds are anticipated to run about half of what they normally are. So we've already put all of the recipients of those funds on notice that we're not going to be able to pay them their full budgeted amount, and likely to only going to get about two-thirds or three-quarter of their funding. So they're asking for that request to occur with the proceeds coming from the economic development funds. We do think this is a good idea. It's the unique relationship is that the proposal is for the city to actually own the structures, and we would store them. And these would be a temporary measure that would go into the fall, and then the city would store these, and then they'd be available for reuse next spring and summer and fall.
Okay, so just temporary platforms. And roughly how many parking stalls would this eat up downtown?
Oh, it varies. So, you know, it kind of depends on the storefront of the business and how much access they have. So on points, for example, where there's three in the 300 block, three in the 400 block, and one on South 4th Street. So, you know, and like in the Tap House is one of them. And I think there's probably about 5 out in front of that. So it varies by store, but it's basically those spaces that are directly in front of that business. And only that business associated with that platform would have the permission and agreement to utilize it.
Would alcohol be permitted on these temporary?
That's the intent, and that's the request. The city would have to make some other changes to some of our ordinances in order to finalize that to occur into the street. We've already allowed it for the that adjacent business to do the alcohol in the sidewalk area with proper temporary measures for boundaries, but this would allow them with some changes to be able to do it in the street as well.
Okay. Mayor Reddy, any comments on this item?
Yeah, I think it's a really good idea. And, you know, there's from the stimulus money, I think in round two, there's some grants and such. So I'm hoping that something, a project like this might qualify for some of those round two and round three funds, because this is related to COVID. And this is a measure that they have to take to stay in business. So I support this project, and I think it's one of the things that we need to do because of COVID, and it came because of COVID. And I hope they are, I hope they request funds for it also from the funds, from the Spark money, and I hope they get some of those funds as well. So, but you know, we have to be creative these days. So I'm glad that DMI stepped up and tried to figure out how to do things differently.
All right. Well, interesting to see what the vote will turn out like on that tonight for the City Commission. There's a couple public hearings tonight. Well, both have to do with vacation of public utility easements. I know one of note is down there where we saw that large sinkhole last year, Mr. Fear.
Yes. So that has certainly been a project that took a long time to fix, mainly because of the size of that sanitary sewer main, as well as the depth of it and how long it took to repair. So in order to really repair that, what we had to do was put in a parallel line. And so we're going to have to abandon the old line where it was damaged and fill that in where the easement was for the old line. So it's really a trade-off, trading that easement for the new easement where we had permission by Walmart to put that parallel line in. So after this vacation, you'll see a provision where we're going to be establishing a new easement for where the new line is that was utilized to do the repairs. So this is just part of that process to vacate that existing utility easement for the old line, and then we'll follow up with a new easement for the new line. The second one is a similar nature. It's a platted utility easement that none of the utility companies have utilized and have no plans to utilize. The individual there is wanting to widen their driveway. In order to do that, they need to build a retaining wall to expand their area to do that. And that retaining wall would go into that utility easement. So this is not an uncommon request that we get to vacate utility easements that haven't been utilized and aren't planned to be utilized. So that's the circumstance there.
Okay. And those both require a public hearing tonight, and that'll be a part of the agenda this evening. Let's take a break. We'll come back when there's a lot of things to get to on the consent agenda, including the sales tax question coming up. We will talk about that after the break on News Radio KMAN.